These guys ready? Okay. So what we're going to talk about today is one of the most famous questions in Torah and one of the least known answers in Torah. Okay?
Why?
What is that?
Why?
The question is, Ma inyan shmita etzel har Sinai? Right?
Rashi.
Right? Rashi in the Parsha. Is bothered. My Indian Shemitah is also. Why does it start off introduce Parshas Behar, the Parsha of the Mitzvah of Shemitah? Why is that introduced with Har Sinai? What's the connection? Right? So that became like a famous pigam. Whenever somebody says something that's seemingly unrelated, you throw out the question, My Indian Shemitah is Har Sinai. Right? Familiar? Okay.
No.
Now you know. Next time somebody says something that you think doesn't sound related, tell them my Shmita it's ours. No, figure. Okay.
That's well known, man.
So that is the well known question. What's not so well known is what's the answer, meaning that Bapash is the answer Rashi gives. Rashi says is that it's coming to teach us the fact that just like the mitzvah of Shemitah was given its kolim v'dikdukah, that both the general principles and the specifics were all given in Har Sinai. So by the Torah emphasizing that this whole parsha that speaks out the details of Shemitah was all given in Har Sinai. So that's a binyan av. That teaches us that Hu Adin, all the other mitzvahs, we're also given all of the kolim and dikdukim. I'm just telling you, Rashi. So far, we haven't Kaddish or anything. So that's the answer that Rashi gives, is that the Torah is teaching us to be makish, to make a connection, that just like the Torah spells out all of the details of Shemitah that it was given at Har Sinai, so to all the other mitzvahs, all of the, not only the kolim, but also the details were all given at Har Sinai. Now, there's an obvious follow-up question. Okay, but my inyan Shemitah is Sinai. Why do we have to do that with mitzvah Shemitah? Right? Why was Shemitah chosen as the example where we're going to show that all of the details are given at Har Sinai and then learn from there back to everything else? So again, so really bad, and we're still left with the basic question, my inyan Shemitah is Har Sinai. So, mostly what I'm going to tell you today is based on the Or Gedaliah and the Parsha, but with my own little, certainly with some additional connections, and even the Havana, maybe I'm saying over a little bit different than he says, but the structure is based on. Start by taking a step aside. Okay, there's a pasuk in the Parsha. After giving the general mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel, the pasuk says as follows. One second. I didn't have it opened. Okay. So it says.
May you grow up?
Yeah, chaf he chaf. Okay, the pasuk is b'chi tomru ma nochal b'shana shvi'is. So you might ask the question, what are we going to eat in the seventh year? If you tell us that we can't plant, we can't grow anything, that's very nice, but then what are we going to eat? So the pasuk says, they continue the question. If we're not going to plant, we're not going to gather, so what are we going to have to eat? So the pasuk says, "V'tzivisi es berachasi lachem b'shana shishis v'asas tzvua l'shloshes hashanim." Okay, so he says that there's going to be an extra bracha that you'll get an extra big crop in the sixth year, and that will be enough until already motzei shvi'is. So the Sforno points out that l'chora is a strange progression, right? If you're going to ask the question, "What are we going to eat?" So I'm going to give you the bracha. And what if they don't ask the question, right? Shouldn't that just be a given? The pasuk should say, "Here's the mitzvah of Shemitah. This is what you have to do, and don't worry about it. Tzivisi es berachasi. Don't worry about it. I'm going to give you an extra bracha, right? So why is it? And if you ask the question, then this is what's going to happen. So the Sforno says an amazing thing. The Sforno says that this pasuk tzivisas birchasi is not the lechatchila. That's a bidyevet. Okay, meaning that the highest madrega of Shmira Shemitah is that you don't ask the question at all. Hashem told you, leave the land fallow, don't grow anything. You just, okay, that's the mitzvah, fine, no problem. And what would have been the result, the Sforna says? He says that the bracha would have come in a much more fun, much more essential way. That really the ideal form of Shemitah would have been that there would have been a special bracha in the food itself, that a little bit of food would have been sufficient. It would have lasted a very long time. That they would have been sustained by the normal produce of the sixth year without having to gather extra. He says that the tzivisa es birchasi, first of all, it's more derech hateva. Right? It's a lower level of Ashkafa because it's working more within Derech HaTeva, and it requires more Tirfa. You have to do the extra work of gathering and storing. You have to go through all this Tirfa. Be'etzem, really, L'chatchila, the ideal method would have been that you would have had this special brother. You wouldn't have to work. You would have just done your regular harvest in the sixth year, and you would have eaten little by little, and it would have lasted you throughout the entire year. Okay, so the ideal level of Shemitah would have been b'shtika, would have been without asking any questions. This is a mitzvah, fine, that's what I have to do. If you're going to be on a lower madriga, you're not holding by that high madriga, you're going to start asking questions, you have to look for how is Hashem going to provide for me, so then I'll do a more derech hateva, and it'll be to your detriment, because it means more work for you and less hashgafa process. Okay. Now, based on that, we look at the Medrash Rabbah. Okay, it's actually in the beginning of Vayikra. So the Medrash brings a pasuk. It says, one second. Just want to get the exact question of the pasuk. Yeah, okay. It says, Baruch Hashem Malacha, Gibore Koach, Ose Dvaro. The pasuk says here, it's a Gomer, it ends off, Ose Dvaro, we shmoa b'kol Dvaro. That's the full Hashem pasuk, Tehillim Kuf Gimel. Okay? So it says, Baruch Hashem Malacha, that Hashem's Malachim are Mevarechim, and then it refers to them as the Gibore Koach, the mighty ones, right? The ones with great strength, who are Osei Dvaro, who do Hashem's will, and we shmoa b'chol Dvaro, they listen to Hashem's word. So the Medrash here has a kasha, that it seems redundant, because it says, Baruch Hashem kol Tzvav, that we already know that the Mulachim are Mevarech Hashem, so what's the pshat in this pasuk? So the Medrash brings two pirushim. One pirush is that it's referring to Shomrei Shemitah, and the other pirush is that it's referring to the Klal Yisrael at Maimon Har Sinai. Okay, so even before we get into any of the Havana, we see right away the connection, Mayin Shemitah Eitz Har Sinai, that they're both Madregas of Gibore Koach, Osei Dvaro, Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro. Right? The Chazal are making the connection that both of them are Kiyumim of this Pasuk, both the Shomrei Shemitah and the Maimon Har Sinai. Now, what's the connection? How are they shayach to this pasuk? So the emphasis in the pasuk is that the Osei Dvaro comes before Lishma B'kol Dvaro. That the Malachim are Osei Dvaro. They do the Ratzon Hashem even before their Shomea B'kol Dvaro. Even before. We'll see what that's going to mean is even before they understand the significance of the tzibun. Okay, so that is Klal Yisrael at Maimon Har Sinai, that they said Nasa v'Nishma, right? And we're referring to them as Malachim, right? The Medrash says elsewhere that they learned this from the Malachim. That this lashon of Nasa v'Nishma is a madrega that's batzam shayach to the Malachim. And that's the Nasa v'Nishma. It says that they got Tuksar Mal Shehikdimu Nasa v'Nishma. The Milo of that Mamer of Nasa v'Nishma is being matim the nasa to the nishma, meaning being willing to obey, to follow Hashem's ratzon even before we can fully comprehend what the meaning of the mitzvah is. So that was the madriga, the klai shalom, and my marasina nasa the nishma. That's the meat of the malachim who are osei dvaro lishmo abekol dvaro, that they are willing to be osei dvaro. They right away react to the tzivoy even before they comprehend the significance of why Hashem is being mitzaveh. Okay, so the Medrash points out that same madriga is shayach to the shomrei shmita. Okay, I'll just read out the way that the Medrash explains it. It says, one second. That this pasuk is specifically referring to Shomrei Shvi'as. Benoeg shabolam adam osa mitzvah liyom echad l'shavetz achaz l'chodesh echad shema l'shar yimos hashana. Okay, he says, what's special about Shemitah? Shemitah is a mitzvah that lasts for an entire year. That every other mitzvah, you just do it, and you're finished. You do it sometimes there's mitzvahs that last for a day. L'chodesh, what's a mitzvah that lasts for a chodesh? Okay, whatever it is. So what's unique here is that it's a mitzvah that lasts the entire year. So it says, it's a little bit tricky Aramaic, V'dein chami chakle bira. He sees his field lying fallow, boar, a set of boar, karmeh, byra, he sees his vineyard fallow, the yavi arnona, and still they have to pay the taxes even though they're not growing anything, vishasik, and he remains quiet. Yesh l'chai gibor gadol mizeh, is there a greater gvura than that? Okay, so the koach of Shemitah is the gvura, the person who's misgaber, that he goes through for not, it's not just something he does once it gets over. The whole year he's doing something that seems irrational. He's doing something and he's watching as his beautiful vineyard deteriorates. He's watching as he's being charged taxes and he doesn't have money to pay for it. The situation keeps going from bad to worse to worse to worse. It seems completely hopeless, right? And he's shosik, right? That's the ikar madrega of Shomrei Shemitah is b'shtika. Without asking any questions, Hashem said, I have to leave the land fallow. Okay, that's what I have to do. That's the giborei koach that expresses itself specifically in the mitzvah of Shemitah, because it's something that it causes a hafsid mamon, very dramatic, and it lasts over an entire year. So it requires this gvura to be misgaber and say, okay, but if Hashem told me that's what I have to do, that's what I have to do. Okay, that's my own connection. L'chor, that's referring back to the sforno, that the ikar madrega, the proper way to be shomer shmita is b'shtika. Right, to be the Giborei Koach, you have to do the lechatchila of being chosen. You're not asking Manoha. Once you ask Manoha, you're already a lower madriga. That's not the lechatchila way that Shemitah is meant to be kept. Okay, so that lechora, that's the remez that the Or Gedaliah brings. That's the essential connection. My Indian Shemitah, it's our Sinai, is that they both have this bechina of gvura, of osei dvaro, lishmoa b'kol dvaro, of being obedient, following Hashem's tzivoy, even when it's difficult, even when it doesn't seem to make sense to us, even when it doesn't seem practical, being willing to follow. And that's the mito, the madriga of the malachim, that they're osei dvaro, that Hashem's tzivoy is an instantaneous reaction of the malachim to do whatever they're told. Osei dvaro lishmo v'kol dvaro. Okay, now just to point out a couple of other places where we see this madrega hinted at. So l'chora the precedent for this derech in avodas Hashem, we see from Yitzhak, from Avinu by the Akedah. By the Akedah, so Hashem was mitzvah him to be makriv Yitzchak. Then at the last minute, Hashem told him, no, don't do it. And he ended up bringing the idol instead. So at the end of the parsha, Rashi brings that when Hashem told him not to kill Yitzchak, Avram was confused, right? He was confused, and he says to Hashem, I don't understand what you want from me. He says, one second. Let me just find the lesson again. Here. Here, okay, he says at the end of the Akedah, after he's already told not to do it, so he says, Amar li Avram, Efarish lefanach ha-sichasi. Now I will speak out my sicha, my discussion, meaning like the back and forth. Edmol amarta li kibi Yitzchak yikarei l'chazera. That originally you told me that Yitzchak is going to be the founder of Klal Yisrael. V'chazarta v'amarta kach na bincha. Then you told me to go and shecht him. Now you're telling me not to go? Right? So what do we see? That the whole time Avraham Avinu had a kasha. It doesn't make sense. How can you tell me to shecht Yitzchak if you told me, you promised me Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazer? It doesn't make sense. Right? But Avram didn't ask the question, and he didn't hesitate to go ahead and do the Akedah. Right? He was ready to go do the Akedah because Hashem was mitzavet. He has a kasha. Fine, he has a kasha. Right? So when does he try to understand what is really the pshat in the tzivoy of the Akedah? Now, after the fact, after it's already not nogea, so he says, "Oh, by the way, I have a kasha in learning." Right? Now it's like a technical. I have a kasha in the sugya. I don't understand what was the pshat. First you told me Yitzchak Yikarei L'Chazer. Then you told me to shef. Now you told me not. What's the pshat, right? But Kol Zman that it was no Gael Lamaisa, he didn't stop to ask the question. You mitzvah me to be makriv. Yitzchak, fine, I'll do it. Osei Dvaro, right? I think that this was the earliest makor where Klal Yisrael learned this lesson of Na'aseh V'Nishma from the Hanag of Avraham Avinu himself in being willing to do the Akedah, even though he had a kasha and he didn't understand how it made sense to him.
Which passage is
this? This is back in the end of the year. Okay, so the exact passage. Okay. I might have mentioned this previously. This also fits with a very nice kliyakar in the end of Parsha's bow, that in the Parsha of Pidyon Petra Chamor, so the Pasuk says, Ki yish'alcha bincha machar mazos. Okay, the Pasuk says that if your son asks you machar, tomorrow, what are you doing here? Why are you giving the Pidyon Petra Chamor to the Kohen? So he says, V'amarti lav b'chuzek yad utziyanei Hashem mitraim mibeis avayim. So then you explained to him about Yitzias Mitzrayim and the Makas Pachoros, and that Hashem, therefore we owe Hashem the Bechor. Fine. So the Kliyakar says, what does it mean, Ki Yishalcha Bincha Machar? What does it mean he asks you the question, Machar? What's tomorrow? Tomorrow from when? Right? The day after what? So the Kliyakar says beautifully, he says that Ki Yishalcha Bincha Machar means that the Kohen comes and he says, okay, pay up. You have to give me the Pidyon Petra Chamor. Pay what the Torah says you have to pay. Right? So if the kid asks right now, wait a second, why do I have to give up my Pidyon Petra Chamor? Why am I paying money? What's this all about? Right? If he asks then that's a problem. Because the Torah says you have to give the Pidyon Petra Chamor. So you have to give it. So why are you asking questions? Right? If he asks you machar, If he asks tomorrow, right? If you told him to do the mitzvah, fine, pay up whatever I need to pay, no problem. The Torah says so. I'm happy to do the mitzvah. Right? Then the next day he comes back and he says, oh, that was interesting. What's the time of mitzvah? What's behind that? So then you're mefarish him the time of mitzvah. Okay? This in fact is the Beis Halevi words that's good for the pshat in the question of the Ben Rasha is Daka Ma'avodas Ha'azos Lachem, is that the Ben Rasha is asking that he's hotzias atzmo min hakol. I'm not going to do this mitzvah until you explain it to me. I don't think this mitzvah makes sense, and therefore I'm not going to do it. Okay, that's the attitude of the Ben Rush, is that I have to first understand, and only then am I willing to comply. But we see from the parsha that it has to be an immediate readiness to do Ratzon Hashem, and the need to understand is coming from a different place. It's coming from a Ratzon to understand the Havana and Torah. So then you go back. Then there's the Nishma that comes after the Nasa, after I've already done it. But now I want to understand the depth of meaning. Why? What is the time behind this, and why? What is the significance of the Tzivoy Hashem? So, what we see is that's the proper order. It's the Osei Dvar Lishma B'Kol Dvar. But each one of those has its Nekuda. In other words, there's two aspects. The first aspect is that you're willing to do the Asiya before you understand. But then there's also a Mashmaus that you'll reach the deeper Havana Dafka through the Asiya. In other words, a person who's Moser Nefesh for the Mitzvah Satorah, then Hashem is megala to him the amkus, the pnimius haTorah. That's the osei dvaro lishmoa bekol dvaro. The Or Gedalia points out that the lashon kol, he says, is always mashma the pnimius, the kol, as opposed to the actual breakdown of the different sounds when a person speaks. The kol is the essential unbroken sound that is the deepest aspect of the deep word. So that's the lashon. We always refer to the shofar as the kol shofar. The kol shofar is the unbroken sound. That's the deepest, most basic understanding of Torah is the kol shofar. That's the pnimius that's behind all of the external details. Okay, so that is that's the result of the osei dvaro. Is then you get to the lishmoa b'kol dvaro. Then you get to the understanding of the pnimius. Okay, and here again we have the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. That at Har Sinai we had a kol shofar that was being megala the pnimius of Torah to the osei to Klal Yisrael who said Nasa v'nishma, and the Or Gedalia points out that in Yovel there's a kol shofar that is megala the pnimius of the Torah to the osei dvaro who were shomer the shmita, right? That the shomrei shmita by being moser nefesh for the mitzvos haTorah. Then we get the Siyata Dishmaya to get the deeper Havana of the Torah. And that comes when you get to Yovel, okay, which is the 50th year, right? Which is Keneged, right? We're in the, right now in the Sfira, is that the Kabbalah's Torah was the 50th day. That's when you get to 50 is beyond numbers. You don't count the 50th day. 50th is when you get beyond the details, you get to the whole, the entirety. 50 is gematria yam. Yam is one, right? Is what? Exactly. Fifty is that we stop counting. Judah's pointing out that by the Niritza it says that you sell them Olam once it's 50, that's already Olam. That's a completion. That's the Matri Yam, that's a Dvar Shalom. That's when you get to the highest level, the deepest panemius of Torah, that's the Bechina of 50. And that's what you build up to during Sfiras Omer and that is the Osei Dvaro, that the more we're committing ourselves to the avdus and the shibud of being shomer the mitzvahs, whether we understand the tamim or not, that builds us up to the Madriga, that then we get this Siyata Dishmaya of Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro, that even the deepest Pnimius is revealed to us because we've committed ourselves to the Osei Dvaro, and that's the Nishma that comes after the Nasa. That's the Nishma, the hearing, the deeper understanding of Torah that comes to us Daka through being Meshavi ourselves to the Shmir of the Mitzvahs of Torah.
And where is the husband going?
How do you do this?
Stop.
What? That?
Delete.
This would actually delete on the spot.
Which one says stop?